want to go back. I want to play this again for you. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, you know, running the CNN, who doesn't challenge the fact that she's lying, because CNN's lying. They play a one clip that gives a comment completely out of context. There's going to be a bloodbath. Yeah, there is going to be a bloodbath in the economy. Donald Trump's been saying for a long time, and rightfully so, that the EV push is destructive to the big three, which is why Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler have all stopped making EVs. They've paused everything at the moment for the most part. Ford's considering going to a smaller EV to see if they can make one that's profitable, dump all the rest. And all this government regulation of the auto industry has been a complete disaster. And so Nancy Pelosi went running to CNN, as I said, to amplify this lie about what Trump said. And then she goes over about and rehashes previous lies about things that Trump never said or was taken completely out of context. And I want you to hear it again, because I want you to understand where this is coming from and how guilty these networks are and how dishonest they are. Because Dana Bash sits here, just bobbleheads right along. Doesn't challenge it, doesn't say, well, wait a second, he was actually talking about the auto industry, because they do that to anybody who tries to defend Donald Trump, or if Donald Trump was there, they would stop him and block him and cut him off. And, well, you said this. He said, no, I didn't say that. Well, yes, you did. They would argue with him. We see this sort of thing. Watch again.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians, honestly, I mean, condemning our soldiers for losing or dying in war or being captured in war. He said, what's wrong with Russia? They defeated Hitler. What about the millions of Americans who risked or gave their lives? What about him saying that soldiers buried in Europe, he didn't want to visit them because they were losers?
Yeah. None of that's true, of course. It's all twisted. And Dana Bash just sits there and goes right along with it. Doesn't fact check her like she would a Republican or Donald Trump or any other member of Congress that isn't, you know, Nancy Pelosi. It got me to thinking, by the way, and I went to Webster's Dictionary and I checked. Bloodbath, of course, means financial disaster. It's one of the definitions of bloodbath. It could be under a number of different scenarios. So Trump was spot on in his use of the word and his analysis. And it seemed to me when I thought about it, you know, I've heard that term before, not just from Donald Trump. And it made me wonder. So Democrats are offended by the term bloodbath, right? That's what I'm getting here, that somehow it's calling for political violence, this term bloodbath, which is weird. Considering it seems to be one of the favorite terms, in fact, a go-to term for the left. Let me give you an example. Here it is.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats,
a bloodbath at the ballot box.
I rest my case. Not limited to corporate media or even Nancy Pelosi to push these narratives that have been fact-checked and dismissed too many times, remember. There are also those in the GOP who hate the former president. Happy to take cheap shots, even when it's complete garbage. It happens. Senator Bill Cassidy, Louisiana, among those. Among the most disliked Republicans by conservatives. And I think you know why. He was waffling about what Donald Trump said about the future of the auto industry, demonstrating what spineless politicians look and sound like. If you want to know, here it is.
And just to be very clear, you're saying it walks up to the line. Does that comment, even if in the context, that broader backdrop of talking about the auto industry, does it cross a line for you? You heard what the Biden administration said. They say it's another sign that he's using terms related to political violence.
Well, that's their perspective. They've got a candidate who also doesn't seem fit for office. But you could also look up at the definition of bloodbath, and it could be an economic disaster. And so if he's speaking about the auto industry in particular in Ohio, then you can take it in a little bit more context. That's why I say you walk up to the line. Depending upon the perspective, somebody is going to interpret it. He's running against Biden, so Biden's going to say it's about political violence. His defenders want to defend him, and so they're going to say it's about economic disaster. There's always just that little bit of tension there, which allows a dispute about the interpretation as opposed to the kind of general sort of, is this the person we want to have in office?
Yeah, there's a person we don't want to have in office. His name is Senator Cassidy. By the way, as it turns out, Donald Trump's comments on the failures of EVs and the coming bloodbath for the American auto industry turned into a bloodbath for the truth, which you have just witnessed. It's also a reflection on the bloodbath that Joe Biden is experiencing in the polls. And that is the bloody truth, I can tell you that, because they are getting greased in the polls. Hey, if you want to make sure you're healthy, take your vitamins today, HealthyCell.com. I advise you to take your vitamins so you can be big and strong. All sorts of microgel formulas just for you. Boy, are they easy to take. They go down so easy. And the absorption rate is 165% of what it is when you take your regular vitamins in the morning. So take them. Be strong. There's a REM sleep formula that helps you sleep to the alarm. There's a formula if you're a vegan. Hey, no problem. We've got that. We've got, you know, boosters for your memory, boosters for your heart, boosters for your general health. We've got it all at HealthyCell.com. Use the promo code Gruber. Save 20% on your first order. HealthyCell.com. Take your vitamins. You got to be big and strong against idiots like this. HealthyCell.com. Promo code Gruber. I'll be back.